Hey guys, it's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation. Welcome back. And today there is so much happening at the moment. There's so much going on. My mind is all over the place. And I have so much to get off my chest. I mean, and that's what this is about. This is a safe place for us to come and be able to address the issues that are at hand and find a way to ease our mind once we're finished. That's what this is for. So, first thing I want to say is Black lives do matter. They do. Black lives matter. Can you believe that it's 2020, and we are still having a conversation about racism, about equality in 2020? Can you believe that some are arguing that Black lives don't matter? Why is that even in a debate? What is the problem? There must be some underlying factor. We all know at this, I mean, even the kids know that it's not the color of our skin that makes us different, but it's more the color of our hearts, right? At least that's what we thought. The judicial system, police brutality, this whole economic systemic racism has been affecting African Americans for years. And now there's been so much terror, so much havoc going on. Now the world is beginning to see how African Americans have been treated for years, years to come. Now people are apologizing for the way that they've treated African Americans in the United States and across the globe. This is the pandemic. The entire world is seeing what's happening with African Americans right now. Rashad Brooks, Sandra Bland, Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, George Floyd. Their lives matter. But the things that's happening today, people are arguing and debating about trying to justify the racism that's going on right now. The police brutalities. The police are killing innocent people and aren't getting charged to the fullest extent of the law. This is a serious problem. This is a serious problem. I don't know how much more I can take by looking on Instagram, looking on social media, and seeing another Black man getting killed, being murdered. Because some man knew that he would get away with it. And his partners didn't have the guts to step in and tell his partner that he was wrong. The fact that they're putting up debates about why these murderers aren't being charged to the fullest extent of the law. That's why I strongly believe the havoc needs to continue to happen until things get cleared away. Until people see that African Americans need more protection. They need more protection when it comes to the police. See, a lot of people talk about all these different issues amongst the Black community, but let me tell you something right now. People talk about Black on Black crime, which is a completely different issue. But if I'm going to be blatant, if I'm going to be honest right now, which this shouldn't even play a role, but there's more white people that kill white people than Black people that kill Black people. That's not even an issue. Right now, I'm talking about police brutality. I'm talking about the judicial system. I'm talking about the economic systemic racism that's been going on in our country for so long against this specific group of people. If this world, if this country is a business, if this country is a business, and I see that this group of people have been struggling more than the rest of the people within the company, what are you going to do? Well, obviously, guys, you know I'm a business person. So the first thing that comes to my mind is let's put more resources over there to get these people caught up to speed. Let's get them more resources. Let's get them more help. Let's show them. Let's take our time and show them how to build wealth like these other groups of people are. Let's create systems that will put them in place so that way we can all be on the same playing field. Hey, maybe you guys, knowledge-wise, you guys don't see what's happening. But there's a system designed against it. There's a system designed against the success of this specific group of people. There is no question about why this specific group is happened to be, quote unquote, more subject to illness, dying earlier. Credit scores are more difficult to rise. All these different issues, right? Neighborhoods, etc. It's so much happening, but I'm glad that right now the world is paying attention to what's going on. Now we need to do something about it. Okay, you guys all see the issues. Everyone sees the issues that happen in this group. Let's treat it like a business. That's my solution. All right? Let's treat it like a business, first thing. And second thing, African Americans need more protection when it comes to Black people. I think that's a start. I think that's a start to pushing the agenda to where it needs to be. But this is a very touching topic. Because we're losing people. Losing Black males. Because they're Black. Because they're Black. And they're getting, and the murderers are getting away with it. And the President of the United States is not specifically addressing the issue on the highest platform possible. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of people that are dying. Pattern of people that are getting murdered. And the person that's running the country is not speaking on this on the highest level and not providing the protection to the specific group to indicate that these people are dying at a faster rate from this specific group of people, which is the police. And it's not addressing the issue. Black lives do matter. Rashad Brooke lives do matter. Sandra Bland life does matter. Mike Brown lives matter. Trayvon Martin lives matter. Eric Garner lives matter. So many more. George Floyd lives matter. Guys, we got to come together. We got to figure this thing out. But we got to keep raising attention. We got to keep bringing justice to the call. We got to keep petitioning. We got to keep raising, making noise until we get this thing figured out. Because people go back to ignoring. Up until this point, guys, people have been ignoring and trying to convince Black people that racism was just in Black people's head. Other races say, oh, you just need to work a little bit harder. Oh, well, all you guys got to do is come together. It's more than that. It's an entire system that's designed to keep this specific group down. I hate an all we got to do type of person. You guys don't fully understand what's happening over here. We got to do something about this. We got to do something about this. We got to keep putting up a fight. We got to get extremely organized. We got to get extremely organized. But one of the biggest steps forward is what we've done is we've got the people, the public to see and actually get in the shoes and actually be able to see exactly how African Americans are being treated. They'll never fully understand exactly what we've been through, but they'll be able to see, have a closer look at the way that African Americans have been treated over the years. Much love and success to you. Rest in peace to the people that were murdered at the hands of police brutality. Take care.